Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 809 News Radio KDKA. Larry Richard with the top stories. The fact that we have rain and water is actually a big story, because out west they are having some major drought issues and they're fighting over water in the Colorado River. Also, a teacher shortage nationwide, statewide, as substitute teachers who aren't certified getting certified under an emergency basis. Are you okay with that? That's our Pulse of Pittsburgh poll question. And Allegheny County District Attorney Steven Zappala, County Executive Rich Fitzgerald, meeting yesterday on the south side to see what they can do about the violence there. We'll talk to Marty Griffin about that in our next half hour. And the big news nationwide for everybody that pays taxes is the Inflation Reduction Act. What does that mean to us? We go live. CBS's Thane Rosenbaum, who's a legal analyst, is on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Thane, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
So the reaction to this yesterday, President Biden signed it into law, calling it one of the most significant laws in the nation's history. So right along party lines, as we expect. So what's in it for us?
Well, if you're a progressive, right, this is a huge achievement, and especially nowadays with the rancorous party politics. It is remarkable that with only 50 votes in the Senate, they were able to pull this together by getting Joe Manchin and, of course, having Vice President Harris vote along our party lines as well. But for individuals, ironically, although it's about inflation reduction, most individuals probably won't see much of a change in inflation reduction immediately. But if you're a Medicare recipient, there'll be lower prescription drugs. That's significant. If you are someone who feels very strongly about climate change and green energy, there will be incentives for green energy production and purchases. If you want to buy a electrical vehicle, this is going to be the time. You're going to get a $7,500 credit on a new car, a rebate, or a $4,000 credit on a used green energy electrical vehicle. And so there are other, even home purchases for green energy. There'll be other kinds of reductions. In fact, I think the upgrades altogether could give a family $14,000 a year if they want to go as green as they could possibly get. There should be some deficit reduction in this package. And certainly if you believe that the tax structure is unfair and that the largest corporations are not paying enough, this is going to clearly produce a minimum tax on the largest corporations. So for those people that think there should be more equity in the tax structure, this certainly will achieve that kind of outcome.
So a lot of people wondering, what it means to their pocketbook in the short term. So it sounds like it'll encourage a lot of people to go electric when it comes to considering a new vehicle. And I would say that people who are paying prescription drugs on a fixed income in particular should be happy about this, right?
Yeah, Larry, I would say you've nailed it. Those are the two main things that should have immediate relief, right? So that if you've been looking to buy a Tesla or something like that, you'll be able to do that much more easily. If you want to install solar panels in your house, if you want electric pumps, If you want things that will improve your house, you'll get immediately relief for that. And there'll be a way to, for a negotiation directly between Medicare and the prescription drug companies, and should clearly reduce the costs of medication.
No shortages of topics in Washington anytime, Thane, right? You got former President Trump, and Rudy Giuliani is a former attorney in Georgia now, is the next focus of potential litigation, correct?
Yeah, so Larry, there, you know, remember, that seemed to be one area where there was direct conversations with election officials in Georgia to, you know, to change the election results, either by changing the votes themselves, acquiring votes or locating votes, right? That idea that the president had made with the Secretary of State of Georgia. Once again, the efforts to change the slate of the electors for the Electoral College. So there was what you saw in Georgia is much more direct involvement. And as you know, as is always the case in conspiracies, the issue is that the person at the top doesn't have direct communications, but someone below him, in this case, the president's lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, had much more direct conversations. So that's why it sounds like as if Giuliani is, in fact, the target of investigations, as opposed to simply, in the case of the president, being a witness to this, someone who is seeking, they would like testimony from, as opposed to someone who is a target. And they're now claiming that that's exactly what Giuliani is, that he might, in fact, be subject to criminal prosecution in Georgia for his involvement on behalf of the president and seeking to change the election results there.
CBS analyst Thane Rosenbaum, we appreciate your input as always. Thank you. Have a great day.
Anytime for you, Larry. Thank you.
On our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Brought to you by Pennsylvania Western University, and we have Jim from Export, our contestant this hour. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Good morning, Larry. How are you? Good, thank you.
You sound fired up. What do you do, Jim?
Well, I'm retired off the railroad.
Oh, yep. You've been working on the railroad. Now you're not.
No, I'm not, no. Enjoying life.
I hear the big challenge when you're doing nothing is you never know when you're done.
Oh, I'll tell you, I need to go back to work just to take a break. Working so hard now, just around the house and everything, you know, but I like it. I like it.
All right, well, here we go. Where is Elvis Presley's Graceland located?
It is in Memphis.
Who was the Beatles' first drummer?
Oh, the first drummer. Oh, yeah. Oh, he passed away. Oh, that's a tough one, Larry, right there.
Oh. Well, we got a little time. You could take your time. The first drummer of the Beatles was?
No, I can't remember. I'm sorry. I have to concede here.
I'm sorry to have to audio tase you.
That's okay. I appreciate the opportunity.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I feel bad. Well, we appreciate you playing the game. Should I tell? Yeah, you want to know who it is?
Yes.
Pete Best.
Oh, that's right.
How would you have liked to have been Pete where you got thrown out for Ringo Starr and then they go on to superstardom and hundreds of millions of dollars.
I know, but he made a comeback, though. I read an article not long ago that he went through a long, hard depression, but then he overcame, and he did well in his life.
All right, well, we appreciate you playing along, Jim. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Larry. You have a good day, buddy.
You too. We'll do it again tomorrow, 6:53, KDK's $1,000 Minute, and we hope we get a winner. We want to give away the money. Top story today in terms of our Pittsburgh Pulse of Pittsburgh poll question is, are you okay with substitute teachers who have a bachelor's degree but aren't certified getting emergency status to fill the shortage? And there's a big-time shortage. I believe 300,000 teachers nationwide. Of course, percentage of those here in Pennsylvania and school about to start. Schools are scrambling. And don't forget, we're still dealing with COVID. So if a teacher tests positive, you know, that's a game changer in terms of finding someone to come to the classroom and replace them. So are you okay with that? And when it comes to schools, also we talked this week about Penn Hills wanting to have their own police force. How do you feel about armed officers in schools? One state attorney general says, quote, the more, the better.
Virginia's Republican Attorney General Jason Meares says armed school resource officers are a frontline barrier that can stop people who, quote, go where they think they can create the most destruction and mayhem. Meares believes Virginians of all political beliefs can see the need for school resource officers, and he'd like to see more of them in the state's schools. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
It's 8:38 News Radio KDKA. I'm Larry Richard. Top stories this morning. Certainly the fact that back to school is upon us. I saw Duquesne University getting ready, the students, University of Pittsburgh, all the other schools, Pittsburgh Public next week, back to school. A lot of questions by parents in terms of what are the protocols. Now it's a great question. You should have received all that information from your school districts. Challenges in terms of getting teachers and substitutes. So some school districts have gone to the emergency substitute protocol, which we detailed earlier on the show. You can download the free Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y, and check it out anytime. And every Wednesday at this time, we talk to Carlos T. Carter, who is the president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh. He's on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Carlos, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How are you?
I'm good. I want to backtrack for a second because you had a pretty amazing day Saturday at the August Wilson House with Denzel Washington. That was an extraordinary opportunity, I think, for a lot of people to recognize that one of our own has risen to the status that the late August Wilson has.
No, I agree. It was really exciting. And actually it started with the American Heritage Parade. We did that in Homewood, which is awesome. We have volunteers there. Just really great connecting with the people in Homewood. Then I did transition to August Wilson House. I said I had many wardrobe changes. I don't know. There's a famous singer called Charlie Wilson from back at the day. I said I have more wardrobe changes than he did. So there's different parts, but it was great. It was great seeing Denzel Washington. I didn't talk to him, but I was right next to him. But he was really cool, very humble, and some great speakers. There was a lot of speaking. Actually, Denzel probably spoke the least, but, you know, he said very powerful words, very humble man. But it was exciting day for Pittsburgh, just for the impact that, you know, August Wilson had on the community. And my wife and I think we were a little red carpet ready, so we had prepared for that.
Yeah, I'm sure that was fun. But again, the fact that August Wilson is considered our Shakespeare in America, and he's right here in the Hill District. His wife was in attendance, and what is there when they redid the home?
You know, unfortunately, I didn't get to see the whole thing. I went down. I only saw the downstairs. It was amazingly beautiful. I actually have to set up another time. There was just so much going on outside that, unfortunately, I didn't see as much as I wanted to inside. And I actually knew August Wilson's sister, too, Frieda Ellis, such a beautiful person. But it just made me proud as a Pittsburgher, just to know that right here in the Hill District, we had an amazing playwright, and his legacy continues, because that space will be a space where other, you know, playwrights can practice their works and get the training they need to keep the legacy going. Because August Wilson didn't want a museum. He wanted something alive like that that would move forward. And so this was a proud day for Pittsburgh and myself as well.
And yesterday, you were up at St. Vincent College in Latrobe. You were hanging out with the VIPs at Steelers training camp. Just 2 days left, so you got there, Nick, in time. What were your favorite parts of that experience? Have you ever been there before?
No, I never had been. Well, the first was meeting Najee Harris and interchanging with him. We had, like, some fun banter and exchange. He was the person the VIPs got to meet. And shout-out to Buchanan, Ingersoll, and Rooney, PC, Randy Belukovich, who made this possible for us. But that was great exchanging with him, and hopefully to do work with him in the Urban League in the future. And it was great hearing Charlie Batch talk there. But also, the main thing was my three sons were there with me, and so they really like football. And my one son looks like a Steeler. People thought he was a heck of an athlete, which he is. But it was just beautiful just seeing the joy in their faces and just, you know, taking pictures with the players and just watching them. So it was just a beautiful experience all the way around. We'll never forget it, for sure.
Najee Harris, he's quite a character, a fun-loving guy with a great sense of humor, isn't he?
Yes, yes, yes. I could tell that because he asked me how old I was. I told him, good black doesn't crack if you take care of it. I think he got a kick out of me. So did Juju, actually. When I'm at Juju, I talked to Juju on the phone once because I think he thought I was crazy.
That is funny. And before you go, have you gotten a call yet? I know you wanted to reach out to Greg Williams, the co-founder and CEO of Acrisure, and obviously they're the naming rights sponsor of what was Heinz Field or even Thomas Tull. Hear anything yet?
Not yet. I'm still waiting, but my number hasn't changed, 412-227-4150. But to give them, they did reach out to us for tickets for the Urban League and the people that we serve, continuing the tradition we've had with the Steelers. So they have done that. Not them, the people from Acrisure. So I'm waiting. Come on, brothers, give me a call. Let's make Pittsburgh livable for all. I'm waiting.
All right. Well, I appreciate your time as always. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, thank you so much. Take care.
Carlos T. Carter on our Disc Institute, a Pittsburgh Newsline president and CEO of the Urban League of Greater Pittsburgh.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.